While we're all in the mood for rewriting history, let's revisit that claim from Michael Cohen that Trump falsified his bone spurs to avoid the Vietnam draft. He wasn't, the Donald told Mike. Stupid. Okay, let's not debate that point again. If he claims he's got a very high IQ, very high, maybe one of the highest ever, let's keep it in mind and move along. With apologies to Albert Einstein. You probably saw the photo of him hugging the American flag the way he might hug Stormy Daniels, you know, before the hush money. So I ask you, does that look like the portrait of a draft dodger? No, in case you didn't know. The man just came back from, that's right, Vietnam. Hanoi, in fact. North Vietnam. John Kerry, that phony Silver Star recipient, never made it to Hanoi. Now did he? Just mucked around the rivers in his gunboat, pretending to be a hero, so years later he could run for president like he was some Jack Kennedy on PT-109. And of course Jack probably faked his heroism too. But Donald made it up the Ho Chi Minh Trail all the way to the capital, now named after the little commie. Flew in bone spurs and all as commander-in-chief, so you tell me if that sounds like a draft dodger or does it sound like a Vietnam vet? Maybe it sounds more like a hero, you stop and think about it. He dined with Little Rocket Man, barely anyone there to protect him, and you didn't hear him complain about bone spurs once, not once. It may not qualify him for a Purple Heart, but the Silver Star, someone should put his name forward. The man's bravery was on view, bro. When I think of heroism, first guy that comes to mind is you-know-who. Okay, he has other folks fire his people, not really liking that confrontational stuff. I mean, it's not a TV show now, it's the real thing, and who needs some apprentice shouting back when he's let go? And yeah, the man had a fixer to handle the rough stuff, the threats of lawsuits when workers didn't get their pay, but sometimes heroes delegate. Doesn't mean they're afraid, doesn't mean that at all. John McCain spent years in a North Korean prison, and like Donald pointed out, how does that make him a hero? Heroes don't get taken prisoner. Heroes are winners. Donald Trump flew out of North Korea on Air Force One. You tell me who's the hero. Maybe the biggest hero of all time, the stuff of legend, a genius, and a hero. Roll a camera.